This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India continues to be a beacon of hope for the world with its strong economy. He said rapid economic development has become the cornerstone for realizing the vision of Vikasit Bharat. The Prime Minister was addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Sustaining and Strengthening Economic Growth this morning.
आज जब भारत अपनी मजबूत इकोनॉमी से पूरे विश्व की उम्मीद बना हुआ है, आज जब ग्लोबल सप्लाई चेन रीशेप हो रही है, तब अर्थव्यवस्था की तेज प्रगति विकसित भारत का भी बहुत बड़ा आधार है. हमारी दिशा स्पष्ट है, हमारा संकल्प स्पष्ट है. बिल्ड मोर, प्रोड्यूस मोर, कनेक्ट मोर और अब जरूरत है एक्सपोर्ट मोर.
The Prime Minister said today the world is looking for reliable and resilient manufacturing partners. He said India has the opportunity to become a key player in this direction. The conflict in West Asia has intensified, with Iran and joint Israeli-US forces launching fresh waves of missile and drone attacks. US President Donald Trump said the objective is to destroy Iran's missile capabilities, eliminate its navy, and prevent it from obtaining a nuclear weapon, warning that a bigger wave of action is yet to come and not ruling out sending US troops. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the hardest hits are still ahead, and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth stated that over 1,250 targets were struck in the first 48 hours, including ballistic missile facilities hit by B-2 bombers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said this is the third day of Operation Roaring Lion to counter existential threats to Israel, America and the world. The IRGC said the losses of its top leadership have strengthened Iran, while President Masoud Pezeshkian appointed Majid Ebnel Raza as the acting defense minister. The UAE said it intercepted most of the missiles and drones launched towards it, and Iran's foreign minister Saeed Abbas Araghchi claimed over 160 young girls were killed in a US-Israeli bombing of a primary school. The centre has set up two more empowered committees in West Bengal to decide on applications seeking Indian citizenship under the Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA. In a Gazette notification, the Union Home Ministry said the empowered committee will be headed by an officer not below the rank of Deputy Secretary to the Government of India, to be nominated by the Registrar General and Census Commissioner of India. The decision has been taken to constitute two additional panels to fast-track the processing of large number of applications. West Bengal already has two such committees. CAA provides for grant of citizenship to immigrants from Pakistan, Afghanistan and Bangladesh belonging to their six minority faiths, Hindu, Sikh, Christian, Buddhist, Jain and Parsi, who entered India before the 31st of December 2014, fearing religious persecution in their home countries. The United States Central Command, CENTCOM, has said the U.S. forces have destroyed Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps command and control facilities, Iranian air defense capabilities, missile and drone launch sites, and military airfields during sustained operations. In a social media post, CENTCOM said the U.S. will continue to take decisive action against imminent threats posed by the Iranian regime. Flight services from Chennai to Singapore, Malaysia, Sri Lanka, London, Thailand, Germany, Hong Kong and Mauritius have not been disrupted. An Emirates flight from Dubai arrived in Chennai early this morning with 217 passengers. The same flight departed for Dubai with 60 passengers, including crew, but returned back to Chennai because Dubai airport was closed. For the fourth consecutive day, 31 flights to Dubai and the West Asian countries were cancelled. On the occasion of Holi tomorrow, services of Delhi Metro will not be available till 2:30 p.m. on all lines of the Delhi Metro, including the Airport Express line. According to the Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, train services will start at 2:30 p.m. from terminal stations on all lines and will continue normally thereafter. A total lunar eclipse will take place across the globe in several time zones today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.